can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Deepak? Welcome to the show. Let's get into it. How the heck did you get started with California Design Den? Why bedding? Why sheets?
Hello, guys. Glad to be here. Thank you very much. Yeah, I wonder sometimes as well, how can I get into this? So to make the long story short, I started into textiles because my family was in it. My family's based out of India. That's where I was born. And then I moved to the West, did my studies here in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, and you know, then moved to the Silicon Valley, worked for a couple of companies that were in the early 2000s, and then was looking to do something a little more permanent. And then, you know, things started to line up. And because my family was in textiles, we said, okay, we'll set up a company and we'll knock on the doors of retailers and start making, you know, sheets for them, because that's what we knew how to, what to do. So I was here, and my family, especially my brother, based out of India, where our facilities are, started to work with a lot of retailers, big name ones at that time, you know, May Company, which later became Macy's, and even discounters such as Ross Stores or TJ Maxx. So, you know, almost two decades, a little more than two decades, you know, all we know what to do well is cotton sheets, cotton bedding, right? And so that's how we got into textiles, or at least I got into textiles. And then sometime in 2017, when we got a little tired of the nickel and diming with the retailers, because, you know, when you have these large retail stores and large orders, they'll ding you for 25 cents here and a dollar there, which, you know, makes a lot of difference. We said, you know, why don't we sell online as well?
Right? Direct to consumer instead of
direct to consumer, right? Everyone is selling online. Why don't we sell online? Okay. So that's how, and, you know, I'm based out of San Ramon, California, which is, you know, in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. And we brainstormed on names. And at that time, we had a design team here, and we used to design a lot of, you know, duvet covers and top of the bed, you know, a lot of bedding products for retailers. So we said, look, we are good in, you know, we are based in California, we design stuff. And then after a few rounds, we came up with the name California Design Den. Unfortunately, we didn't do like a Survey Monkey or something, because no one told us the name is damn long and it's a tongue twister. But in 2017, we got selling online. And because cotton sheets is our main deal, because that's what we really, really make well, we started to launch one quality at a time. Quality in consumer terms is thread count, because different thread counts have different fabric weight and all that. And you know, we grew, and we really grew well. So if you talk about California Design Den now, marketplaces, we are the biggest. Well, let's remove the word biggest. We are the most reviewed and highest rated cotton sheets brand on any of these marketplaces or platforms. So that's our claim to fame here.
I would claim that fame. The most, you said highest reviewed also, right?
Yes, highest reviewed. You know, some of our top products like cotton sheets, our number one seller, 400 thread count sheet set, I think has somewhere around 85,000 reviews plus 4.5 stars, which, you know, I have to tell you, there's a huge difference. You know, when you guys, when all of us buy things online, especially on marketplaces, there's a huge difference between 4.2, it's 4.5. It's huge difference. It's like one of those earthquake Richter scales, right?
It's huge.
3 versus 4 is huge difference.
Well, and you're talking right now to hosts everywhere that the difference between a 5 and a 4 is like you might as well just quit.
Yeah.
You know. So you're saying marketplace. So when you went to direct to consumer, I'm just going to talk about the elephant in the room. It probably means Amazon, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Where else, like, was that when the light bulb went off? Because you are a very sought after brand in the short term rental space now. When did you even start to think about there being this huge need in this niche market inside this giant market of bedding, of linens?
Yeah. So I would be first to acknowledge that, you know, I'm a moron. And the reason why I say that is all this while, our customer support. So we have a good help desk, like any brand has, right? Mm-hmm. And you get tons of emails from consumers. And, you know, many of them email saying, hey, can you give me a discount, further discount? So we kind of had a policy. Look, you know, our brand is on many marketplaces, also on our website. We run deals when, you know, when the time comes or whatever. We can't keep offering further discount to consumers. So we had this policy that, look, when people request something like this, you know, politely say, you know, hey, you know, this is a good price. And, you know, coming, we owning a factory, we already know we have a great price, right? So we kind of set this mechanism. And what happened, many short-term rental guests, actually owners, wrote to us or were writing to us saying, look, you know, I want to buy more sheets. I regularly buy them. Could you offer us something? And my help desk was putting them in the spam folder, you know, like, or responding to them in not the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow, you know, in one of our meetings, it got escalated and we started to dig into our reviews, you know, on Amazon, right? The big elephant in the room. And we saw some of the top reviews because people rate them like helpful or something, right? Was on our 600 thread count where someone was claiming that he or she had bought like 70 sets or 75 sets. And I'm like, wow, why would you buy 75 sheets? It's like, how big is your mansion?
So, or are you the type of person you do a new set of sheets every day? Like people with white
like,
t-shirts.
What is this? I mean, because we price our products so sharp that there is no way that you can buy and resell. Because, you know, because the cost of shipping, right? Mm-hmm. You won't be able to compete, right? Even at a discount, right? Even if you catch a product at a discount, there's not much difference because we are, you know, as they say, if you lie on the ground, you can fall no further. So we are right there on the ground. So anyway, so we realized this market then. So you can't contact customers on Amazon because Amazon considers them their customers. But we went through the reviews and we realized that these are Airbnb owners. We didn't know the term short-term rental.
Right.
And then we started to dig into the emails we got. And then we contacted a few of them and they were polite and very nice. And then we realized what they need. Then we designed a little program for them, refined it. And now what we have is we call it a VIP program. I think we need to improve that word. But on our website, they get a free login and they get the lowest prices ever, including Amazon or any other marketplace we sell, 24/7, free shipping. Free support. They have access to our sales team. They can quickly book a call or just dial one. They can order onesies and twosies, like one or two sets, or they can even order a little case pack, packs of 6 and 8 of our, you know, best-selling cotton sheets. So that's how we learned about the short-term rent. And then we attended, you know, a couple of fairs. you know, and, learn more about the challenges that the hosts face, because we realized and we learned that, you know, they want to offer that luxury hotel comfort, but with the homeliness of the of the stay. Like, they want people to feel at home while having the comfort of, you know, luxury five star. And many of the products that were available for the STR industry, unfortunately, we thought were not appropriate. And the reason why I say that is many of the brands or products were initially designed for either hotels or motels, because motels is a very large industry, right? And the short-term rental, you know, started very small, right? So, you know, so there was no need for them to design a product specifically for such a small segment. So they just pushed on, you know, those lower thread count, you know, poly cotton mix sheets, you know, that are not really luxury, right? But for us, California Design, then, because we are consumer focused, so we had already fine-tuned our product, right, for great quality, great durability, because, you know, if the product is not durable, you'll hear it on those reviews, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and great price, right? So we had fine-tuned all that. So it's kind of a perfect mix or the perfect offering for STR, right? So if we take our sheets to motels or even hotels, although some of the hotels buy our sheets, can they buy something else for whatever the requirement is? Maybe. But for STR, we feel that brands like ours, you know, if I want to be not just selling California Design Den, is best, because you're buying these 400 thread count or 600 thread count sheets, truly good cotton, natural, sustainable luxury products that you can wash at home laundry. You can wash in industrial laundry, you know, at a price that's, you know, that's ridiculous. Like, you know, in mid 30s for a queen set or a 400 thread count. So, I mean, and if you buy a little case pack, I think it's $30. So
let's get into thread counts.
Yeah,
and let, what do our guests, what do they want? What should we be putting on our bed? What do you think? You are an expert. You are manufacturing these sheets. If you were going to go to a brand new short-term rental host, and I know you own California Design Den, but let's keep it real. Yes. What thread count would you say is a non-negotiable?
I think 400 is hands down the winner.
And by the way, what is a thread count?
Yeah,
is it what is that? I don't even know.
I feel like people throw it around too. Like, the higher it is, the better it is.
Like,
so
I throw it around like I know what it means, and I don't. But then I got you on now, right now.
Yeah,
so
educate
us.
We'll demystify the thread count, right?
Demystify.
So first, the technical answer. So thread count means threads per square inch of fabric. Per square inch. I mean, that's literally nothing, right? So you're talking about, 400 threads in a square inch. That's a lot of threads, right? And then when you go up to 1,000, holy macro, that's a huge lot of threads, right? So if we want to just simply state different thread count fabrics, what do they mean? They mean the density of threads, right? And the quality of threads, the fineness of threads. Because if I want to squeeze in 1,000 threads in a square inch, I need to have really, really fine threads, right? Like our hair, like really fine, because how else will they fit? Now, if they're really fine, that means I have to use very good quality cotton to produce such a fine thread. Otherwise, it's going to break. You know, just I'm putting it in very simple layman terms, right? So therefore, thread count per square inch, you need to fit those number of threads in that square inch. To fit it, you need different thickness or thinness of the thread, which we call yarns, right? And therefore, quality of cotton depends on quality of cotton, right? Now, what does that mean in terms of the user or consumer? Because you have different density, the fabric is going to feel differently. It's going to have a different weight, right? So if you pick up our 400 thread count fabric, just the whole queen sheet set. It may weigh around, I don't know, 4 to 5 pounds, okay, for a queen set, if you just pick the whole set up. If you pick up our 1,000 thread count, it's going to weigh like 8 or 9 pounds. Very, very heavy. Why is it heavy? Because you got so many threads in it. Now you unwrap both the sheets. The 400, it will be light to medium weight. It'll drape well. If you squeeze it, it feels soft. Yes, it is smooth. By the way, a lot of times we get confused between, like, consumers interplay with these words, soft and smooth, right? They may mean different things, right? Now, 1,000 thread count, when you feel that fabric, it is much, let's just say, boardier, right? It is much, it's substantial. It's thicker. But as physics has it for us, the thicker the fabric or the smoother the fabric, because you got 1,000 threads, so the density is very smooth, like marble, is going to feel cooler, right? But if you kind to you, if you try to squeeze that fabric, it's not going to feel as soft as 400, right? But we are, but that function of squeezing the fabric is not how we use it, right? You lay it on your, you lay the fitted sheet on your bed, so then you lay on it. So it's the feeling of the fabric on top that matters, and not when you squeeze it, right? So that's kind of, so a 1,000 feels amazing, right? But it's heavy, so everyone has their own preference, right? Some people like, you know, a little more lightweight, you know, more drape to it, if I want to use that word. And 1,000 is a little more substantial, so a little more boardier. And then you have things in between. So therefore, you know, there will be thread counts such as a 600 or a 800, which would be a perfect blend, especially the 600. So it is medium weight. It's not heavy, but it's not light either. It's not too soft. You know how you have like a silk fabric? Silk fabric is very soft, right? If you have to sleep on silk, I mean, I know some people like it, but most people will not like sleeping on silk because it'll all bunch up and you'll be slipping all over, right? Cotton sheets have a very different feel, right? And most consumers, like 70-75% of consumers prefer cotton as for bed sheets, by the way. Like, I mean, it's been well researched.
What was that percentage again?
Somewhere 70-75%. So
okay. Prefer cotton, 100% cotton.
100% cotton. Yeah. Okay. So Cotton Inc., which is a US government body to promote cotton and products, they have done this large survey of consumers in US, and 70-75% of consumers prefer 100% cotton for their bed linens.
Okay.
So the 600 is a great thread count because it's a good blend of softness and crispness. You know, sometimes we like a crisp sheet, right? So it gives that crispness. So we cannot simply say that higher thread count is better than lower thread count. So that it is different. Mm-hmm. And different consumers have different preferences. Right. So if you like a little more substantial, you move towards higher thread count. If you want lighter weight, more drape, you move towards lower thread count.
And higher thread count is always more expensive, correct? More of an investment?
Yes, higher thread count has to be expensive because you're putting in more stuff in it, right?
So that's why people like flippantly brag about the thread count, because it's just paralleled to
it costs more.
A certain investment. We have to ask, what about microfiber? What about the polycot? Like, what about these other blends? Should we get... No, I'm being serious because I feel like...
Sure. So first
things... People love microfiber. Like, they keep it... And people, like, get... Their things dry faster. They don't get as wrinkly. Like, let's dig into it of, like, why we shouldn't be investing in cotton.
Sure. 100% cotton. I mean, everyone that sleeps on 100% cotton knows what that means, right?
The cotton club.
Right. People, I mean, you wear cotton shirts, you know what it feels. You know, it's natural fiber, right? It comes from plants. So it breathes, right? And it is naturally, therefore it's naturally cooling, right? I mean, humans have been using cotton for like 5,000, 6,000 years, right? So our skin and bodies have gotten used to it, right? Because it's natural, right? Like food. So that's cotton, right? Now let's talk about microfiber. What is it made of? A is made from plastic, like your plastic bag. There is no difference. The only difference is, imagine you have a plastic bag, okay? and you do brushing on it, like peach finish. That's exactly what microfiber is. We all use microfiber fabric for little pieces of cloth we use to wipe our screens and eyeglasses. Why do we do that? A, because plastic attracts dust of static, because it has static. It's natural property of plastic, right? So all microfiber, so all the fabric, all the little fabrics you get in your sunglasses that you buy is microfiber. Why is it microfiber? Because it's a perfect cloth to clean surfaces. It attracts dust, dirt, things like that. Now, I'm not sure, you know, we want to sleep on stuff that where our hair is going to stick because of static, where it's going to attract tons of dust, right? It is plastic. So no, it does not breathe. Yeah, you made a fabric out of it. So naturally, the fabric has holes, if you call that breathing. But the fiber cannot breathe. How can plastic breathe? Right? It cannot absorb anything. By the way, guys, when you know all the t-shirts that we wear when we go to the gym and run, right? The Lululemon ones and all those, most of them, the quick dry, right? They're all made from polyester, aka plastic, same material, right? But leave them in your gym bag overnight and open them next morning.
No.
No way, right? Why? Now you can do the same experiment, leave a cotton t-shirt with the same amount of run you did and open it next morning. Yeah, it's not going to smell nice, but way better than the polyester one. Why? Because something those bacteria are feasting on plastic. Now, we also know, now not necessarily for our short-term hosts, because, you know, they wash those sheets. But, you know, many consumers don't wash their sheets, like, usually for 2 weeks. Like, people wash it in 2 weeks, or some people wash it in 3 weeks. Now, you're sleeping in that. You can only imagine what you're doing to your skin. Oh, and by the way, the health factor of it. There are tons of scientific studies already done, not hypothesis, that the plastic is seeping in our bodies through the fabric we wear, right?
My husband can't stop talking about it. Yes.
Right? And now that you sleep in microfiber, hello, the surface of your body now in it for 8 hours every night, what it is going to do to our health, inflammation, blah, blah, blah.
Is this a selling point? I'm like, this is piquing my just listing description. It sounds like this is a selling point to tell your guests that you have 100% cotton sheets. Like, that would be something to
brag about.
To brag about, that you're not using some of the other microfiber or polycotton. I distinctly remember when we were at in Phoenix at the VRMA,
mm-hmm.
you were telling a story. There was a property manager, someone there who had checked into a short-term rental, if you remember the story. And he went straight to the bed, and I think they had microfiber. And he literally had, he told you he had to have California designed. And how did that go? He had to have them overnighted or same day from Amazon.
Yeah, he overnighted them. Exactly. And he showed me that. Look, I overnighted. I was like, I mean, you should have told
us. Because he cared, right? The reason I'm bringing up this story is our guests, it is what they are paying for, is an amazing overnight stay. And it was so blaring to me when I heard that gentleman say he checked in, saw that there were microfiber sheets, and literally had to same day sheets, or he would not be able to sleep. And it was someone in, you know, he's in the short-term rental world. He's in, stays in a ton of properties. And that was the first thing that, okay, obviously, yes, the mattress matters, but the sheets matter, especially to this person of like, he was not going to be able to sleep if he had to sleep on those microfiber sheets. And I just loved that, A, he was able to get them that same day, but it really impacted me as a host of like, oh, like, that guy took this really serious. Like, he's not gonna be able to sleep unless he has these sheets delivered to him. I want to talk about the drying and the wrinkling. That's something too that I know our hosts, our cleaners, even us at our homes, and you and I chat about this, like, how do we get that perfect, buy the perfect blend, but then also know that we're not over drying and causing this like extreme wrinkling, which looks like either you just left the sheets in the dryer for way too long or didn't care. How do we combat that? What is that a, how does that even happen? Why is that happening? Is it the, is it the sheets?
Yeah. So in terms of washing and drying, right? And how to ensure that the product is not wrinkled, right? Has a good appearance, right? So we know that all cotton fabrics, right? Because they're natural, will have slight wrinkling to it, right? Even if you buy, let's say, best of those wrinkle-free shirts you get, you know, in large retailers, right? You wash and dry them and leave them overnight, and in the morning take them out of the machine. Hello, they are going to be all wrinkled. So that's the first thing. So the first thing is to ensure that the sheets are washed and dried with a certain space. So they are like, we shouldn't try to cram three sets in one wash, because then you're literally, you know, for 30 minutes each, you're cramming them, and then you are heat setting them, like we hair set, you know, heat set our hair. You're heat setting them, and then you're saying, why are they wrinkled? Well, you heat set them with four sets in the dryer all at one time. So give them some space to, you know, time to ensure, I mean, because everyone's dryer is kind of different. Some people have older dryers and some people have those new dryers. Usually I've seen like 30 odd minutes is good enough for a set to dry on, you know, regular cycle, 30, 35 minutes. And if they are very slightly damp, now this is where kind of precision comes in, but, and I do understand that for the host, you know, trying to be this El Dante about when the sheet is dried is not possible, but they can kind of do one or two tests just to figure out the timing, right? That, okay, when I do 40 minutes, it comes out completely dry. And when I am at 35, you know, it's very slight damp. I can't call it wet, but it's not fully crisply dyed. So that is the right point when we should take the sheets out. So A, finish the wash cycle, take it out right away. B, dryer, figure out in your dryer, what is that point few minutes before when it's completely dry? Because at that point of time, if you take the sheets out, A, put them either on the bed or you fold them, our sheets come out almost wrinkle-free. They'll appear good.
Wow.
They'll have good appearance, you know. And pillowcases, you know, I mean, they also, I mean, you can ride with the sets, you know, and take them out quicker because, you know, you don't want to see pillowcases with any wrinkles, right? So I think, I mean, at home here, we do the same thing and, you know, I don't have a problem with it.
Choosing the right property management system is a big deal. And we did our research, tried different platforms, and for years, Hostly has been the best fit for our business.
It's not just a PMS. It's how we run everything. Managing listings across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com, easy. No double bookings, no stress.
And let's talk about guest experience. The custom guidebooks, they are game changer. Guests get check-in details, your house rules, and even favorite restaurants before they have to ask.
Plus, it integrates with everything. Guest screening, direct booking payments, and even in-house damage waivers, which you know we love. And their new Inbox AI, it pulls from your guidebooks and property details to help you answer guest questions faster.
And right now, TFV listeners get an even bigger discount. Hostly just upgraded your deal to $500 off onboarding.
Yep, that means if you sign up for an annual plan, your onboarding is completely free. If you go monthly, you get 50% off your onboarding fee.
So go to hostly.com/TFE and book your demo and grab the discount using code TFE500. The link will also be in the show notes.
So
how about managing stains? What with California Designed In sheets, what do you recommend? It's the bane of the host's existence trying because they've got to be crisp and perfectly white or we can't put them on the beds. The guests, the guests are zero tolerance for stains. And that's why we use white in our rentals. I know there are hosts that don't necessarily subscribe to only white, but that's what we believe. Yeah. So what do you recommend as the best policy for getting stains?
For the stains, So A, just to kind of go a little bit more on this question. So when we were new with the host and the STR, I was afraid that, hey, you know, our 400 thread count or 600 thread count, will it withstand commercial laundry?
Right.
Like, you know, will it withstand commercial laundry? And when I started to meet people at the shows or talk to them, and many of our customers have commercial laundry either in-house or they send it outside, no problem. I realized, and they, actually they told this verbatim. They said, it's not actually the durability that matters. It's this staining that gets us in trouble, right? So we have not come across durability as an issue. And as you rightly pointed out, staining is a bigger issue, right? So, and yes, white, I would say 95, 99% of the time, you know, white is what is bought. And we all like to sleep on white sheets, crisp, nice, looks, you know, clean. So the good news about our sheets is A, you can use bleach on white sheets, right? So if you have to use bleach, just use bleach. If you have to wash it on hot water, for whatever reason, do that. It's okay. You're not going to tear them. Don't worry about it. They're quite durable, right? Because I do the same in my house. So I know how they work, okay? So you will not have a problem with it. But we all know that there are stains that happen, especially beachside properties, that, you know, that's the way it is, right? So use bleach. There are other agents in the market which have oxygen in them that helps release the stain better. We have seen good results with them. I cannot say that the sheets will be completely stain-free, but if someone, you know, sleeps with all the sun tanning lotion in them. But yeah, I mean, if our sheets do, because remember it's cotton, right? So you once you bleach it, within the fiber also the stain will come out. So it will come out. But to what level the stain is, that all depends. And end of the day, the good news is we do sell separates.
Yes, like that is key.
Separate fitted sheet, separate flat sheet. So
say
keep a
that,
few of
say
them.
That again. Say yeah. that again. From yeah. pillowcase to the fitted sheet to the flat sheet, you can buy them. They are
yeah.
sold
and the sheet sets. And the sheet sets because, yeah. you know, shipping costs matter. So buy the sheet sets. Buy them in those little case packs. We have case pack of six. So you have six of them, right? Multiple properties, multiple beds within the property, right? And then you can buy, you know, case packs individual of fitted flat sheet or fitted sheet or pillowcases. Case packs, of course, is most economical. You can even buy two packs or single pack. Now, comparatively, single pack is more expensive than per piece compared to case pack. Obvious reasons, right? Courier cost, what FedEx or UPS take from all of us.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, so it's the same quality because we are the factory, right? We own our own factory. There is no change in quality. If you ever, ever, ever have a problem with quality, we'll replace it for you.
You know how we're always on the hunt for awesome furniture, decor, and supplies for our short-term rentals?
We're going to let you in on our secret weapon, Manoan. They are a free platform for hosts that offer steep discounts on over 150 top brands. Think Wayfair, Article, Our House, Lisa, Parachute, California Designed In, Public Goods, and Society 6. Plus, the ability to centralize all ordering and reordering needs to make tracking and bookkeeping a breeze.
I had my eye on gorgeous linens from Parachute, wanting to give our listing that wow factor with better quality that lasts. And my Manoan discount actually made it more cost-effective over the long run than the budget options requiring constant replacement. Seeing the savings, I naturally had to order more. All I had to do was head to their site, install their browser extension, which makes shopping so, so simple, and add items across partner brands to my cart with just a few clicks.
And when guests inevitably ask you about that awesome Lisa mattress that you purchased through Manoan, at a major discount, no less, you can point them to a custom digital storefront called Manoan Showroom. The best part? When guests shop their stay, you'll earn commission from hundreds of stores, including featured items you didn't purchase through Manoan.
So head over to Manoan.com/TFV_podcast or simply click the link in our show notes to sign up. Let the savings and the earnings begin.
How often should a host, after how many washes, would you say it is time, even if they're still looking great, that we should be repurchasing our sheets?
after how many washes, would you say?
I mean, look, I have to, I so imagine there is no stain. So we got to take the stain out.
Okay.
Right? Now we talk about durability and look. So it looks good. Right? I think, so if you talk consumers, right, like you and me, the sheets will last for years, right? But we understand for short-term hosts, they want to look like that luxury, all-new, crisp feel. I mean, it's number of washes is hard to say. Let's say if the average is, what, a week of stay and then is washed, right? Maybe in 6 months, you know, it all depends. Look, if you're buying, let's say, our 600 thread count, I think it is going to last for years.
Yeah. Okay. I agree.
Know, 400, not bad at all compared to 600, but, you know, it's a 400. Maybe 6 months, 9 months, something like that. It all depends on the appearance. I mean, it's a very, very hard question to answer. Yeah.
What does California Design Den, how easy is it for us to make beds with your product? Talk to us about, is it, when it comes to mattress thicknesses or putting the pillowcases or the duvet covers, what does that process look like when making a bed for us hosts?
Yeah, sure. So as I was saying, you know, you can buy the product as sheet sets as well as separates, right? So now as a sheet set, if you talk about our fitted sheet, right, it's designed to fit mattresses from 8 inch to 16 inches.
Oh, wow.
For twin sizes, I think it's 14 inch because, you know, twins usually don't have 16 inch deep mattresses, right? That's part A. Part B, each of our fitted sheet has a head and foot label on it.
Nice.
So, you know, how many of times we get confused, like which is the right side, and we start from one corner, we do the other, and then we realize, oh, it's the wrong, and you do it again.
So frustrating.
So we take that, we kind of take that hassle out of the process. Third part is, which I think is also relevant and important, is each of our product, the care label has the size marked on them. So that means when you store it in your closet, right, you can figure out, okay, what is this? Is this twin or queen or king or what?
Right.
So this way you're not confused about the size of it, right? And, you know, the pillowcases, they are well-sized. We have never had a complaint that they are short. If anything, people say, oh, they are well, you know, generously sized. So you just slide them in.
Love it.
I mean, yeah. And duvet covers, you know, personal preference, I like duvet covers because, you know, anytime I go in a hotel where they use like those flat sheets and the comforter between, and, you know, if you're kicking at night and you end up with the duvet, the comforter touching your body, you just feel to run to the shower, right?
Dirty, yeah.
So
triple sheeting is a suspect. You're like,
yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan. I understand many hosts want to do that. I would say do a test, you know, literally do a bed making test where you should time the triple sheeting versus a duvet cover, you know. So, and if it's a matter of a minute or two or three, but your guests get a great experience, you know, is it worth saving that 3, 5, 4, 5 minutes, whatever? That's, you know, it's the same call like microfiber versus cotton, right? I mean, you're paying $25 for a set, $20 for a set for microfiber versus $30 for a 400 thread count, $35 for a 400 thread count whole sheet set. Is it worth saving that $5, $7 over 6 months, 1 year usage of a set, right? And the experience that the customer, you know, your guest get. So that's the trade-off.
Does California Design Den sell anything other than sheets for hosts, or is it?
Yeah, so we do have other basic bedding, right? So, you know, apart from the sheets and pillowcase and fitted sheet and duvet covers, right, which is all fabric material, we have the mattress protector, the mattress topper, the comforter, which is your duvet insert, good quality, the basic pillows, right, the basic bath towels. I must claim they're not the luxury bath towels. Like our sheets, you know, we say they are luxury because they are. Our towels, they are not luxury, but they are good towels that we designed especially for STR because we were told that the previous luxury towel we had took too much time to dry. We literally had hosts say, we bought it, but this is for our use.
Got it.
So So keeping the dry time in mind, these are good quality towels that we sell as well. They are all available in case packs or individuals or, you know, as required. Yeah.
I want to parallel. You had mentioned something earlier, and I think hosts might appreciate this. I want to parallel you and your business to us as hosts, because you said, you know, you got started. Well, obviously you start with wholesale first, but then you're like, went to these, let's say the Amazons of the world. And I would compare Amazon to our Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you mentioned, okay, the reviews were very important for you there. Uh-huh. And there's obviously a different price to pay. And then you were paying attention to what your guests, your buyers were telling you on the marketplace, on the OTA for us. And what I see right now, listeners, is that if we purchase sheets from California Designed In, we're going to their direct booking site. We're going to their direct to consumer. So I just see what you're doing with your brand is what so many of us hosts are trying to do, is we, you know, put our properties on the marketplace, saw that there was a demand, and now we're all figuring out, wait, how do we bring that demand direct to us? How do we incentivize guests to come stay with us? So I just want listeners to know that, because there were just a lot of platform changes on Airbnb, yeah, and that all business owners in some way, shape or form, we're all kind of, you know, it's a game. We're all just playing the same game of business, and mm-hmm, it really is serving our customer and finding them where we can find them, which might be, yeah, a marketplace in the beginning, and then really speaking to them, like you said, with your VIP program. Sarah, yeah, and I talk about, you know, how can you have that guest that you found on the platform come back to you, right, on your direct booking site? So I really just appreciate hearing someone in a different industry and you navigating the marketplace versus, you know, booking,
right,
direct,
right, on your,
direct
doing on your own.
And, yeah, doing it on your own, and how, yeah, it's a dance. It's a really beautiful dance of,
yes,
playing by the marketplace's rules. Like, you were very authentic and like, hey, we weren't allowed to reach out to them. If they found, right, us online and emailed, sure, us, then we could start that conversation. But you, right, respected the guidelines,
yeah,
of the marketplace. You're, right, thankful for the marketplace. You're touting your reviews as, right, us hosts can, right, tout our reviews. So, right, I just, it's really good exercise for us to know that this happens in other industries, and it's about how you pivot, how you listen to your consumer, and how you can like pinpoint for you, the avatar was a short-term rental host. So for, yes, us hosts, it's about finding our avatar that's staying in our, you know, who, right, are we appealing to the most in
no,
our,
absolutely,
properties.
Absolutely. I love to share. Then I do see a very valid parallel, you know, for all of us as business owners, right? Because the hosts, you guys, as well as your podcast listeners, they're all business owners, right? So we are all one community of small business owners, you know, trying to figure out what is a sustainable, honest way to grow our businesses, right? So I'd love to share some of the key things that, you know, over the years I've learned. So first thing is that comes to my mind is, you know, let's stay honest about it, right? So yes, we need these marketplaces because they have invested in technology and advertising and, you know, reliability, because consumers have less time. So they just want to quickly go to a reliable source, right? And get what they want. So it's a give and take. We realize that the marketplaces over the years, because they're running a business and most of them are public companies, want to increase their take, right? I'm pretty sure that's happening at your end as well.
Yes, right? It is.
And as they increase their take, you know, we get really squeezed, and we start to get squeezed at a point where we have to now decide, should we do things unethical to make a buck? So that's where I'll say, let's not do that, right? Let's figure out ways that we stay ethical. Well, that's the way game is played, right? Let's think about staying in the business for a long time, right? Because those guys have tremendous power over us, right? And that's okay. You know, they've earned it, right? And they have a large marketplace, so they do bring us volume. So in California Design Den's case, I mean, a market like Amazon brings us thousands and thousands of customers a day. Wow. Right? Now we say, okay, that plays all the light bills and all the growth. How do we now stand on our own feet, right? Rather than just relying on those crutches. And that's where we start to segment and find our niches, right? For us, STR is perfect. right? And, you know, slowly and steadily build those relationships, right? Ensure that we make it simple to do the transaction. We are still trying to figure that out on our end. And by the way, we are kind of refinishing our website. It should be up in a couple of weeks to make the buying journey even simpler. And we are also launching an app to rebuy. Okay, so we'll come to that. But I want to answer the question as a business owner, you know, which will help all of us as a community. So we make that process, that transaction simple, right? We keep the trust in it, right? So that's why we need to be open about it. So yeah, you want to book directly or buy directly from me, we would like you to, and you can look about us here and there, you know, people can look about it, right? We should be accessible. So they should be able to reach us, right? So that's that. And then, you know, we got to walk the walk, right? So what's the offer we have? So I don't know how you guys deal with it. We cannot officially lower our prices versus the marketplaces on our website, by the way. Okay. So all the listeners, when you go to our website, don't get scared. You need that simple login behind the firewall, right? When you have that simple login where you enter your email ID, and in 2 seconds, your email ID gets a passcode. So you don't have to remember any passwords. You enter that and you go behind the firewall, and then you see your amazing everyday 24/7 prices. So, okay. So we have to offer something, right? So in our case, we are able to offer substantial discounts on our website and also all the marketplaces, right? Because you're really VIP for us because you buy our products, a lot of them, and you buy repeat.
Much more frequent.
I mean, consumers, we buy for our household maybe once every 2 years or, you know, something, you know, spill the coffee or something.
Not now. We've got California Designed In, so we can buy more sheets more often. Plus, I need to try more thread counts. I need to increase my thread count possibly. Test it out.
Why not? I think we all need to expand our business. And I think more and more customers, and especially STR and also consumers, have expressed that they want to buy directly from a company's website because they want to support directly, you know, a growing in small business, right? I mean, they want to support a business directly. So that there is a huge movement for it. And, you know, and then, you know, accessibility is there and responsibility is there. You can right away directly deal with us, rather than, you know, go to a platform and all that. You know, we give free shipping. So in your case, you also need to ensure you need to offer the same free, you know, whatever conveniences.
I also want to commend you and your team, because again, going back to host and us having to be creative is getting in contact, like with us, getting in partnerships. And we always tell our hosts, like, who are the other businesses that you can link arms with that you might have the same customer base?
Right.
And so I think it was really cool when we did meet you in person. It's like, wait, this is the founder. He's going to the factory. He's been at the factory. Like, he is the one actually, you know, selling the sheets, making the sheets. And that, like you said, that is what a customer is also looking for with a short-term rental. A lot of times that's why the guest is booking with us, is they want to know the owner. They want to know the person that owns the property. So I commend you on that too. And then getting out there with other small businesses, because we always tell people, go to the coffee shop down the road, go to the restaurant, the places that are near you. And so you're also linking arms with other people in this industry that could connect you with your ideal client.
Absolutely. I mean, you have a real person here, like you guys on the other side. You know, there's nothing better as a feeling when you get compliments on your product, right?
Yeah.
So when you get those real reviews of how good your place is and they love staying there, you know, last summer I was with my family in Alaska that was July last year. Yeah. And we stayed in a little city and we stayed overnight at a place because we were traveling through trains and all that. And, you know, when I slept in those sheets, I said, you know, these sheets are good. Kind of, and I looked at it, they were California Designed Then. So in the morning, the host, they had the breakfast place because it was like this kind of a setup where they also give you breakfast. So I told them who I was. Oh, they were so delighted. So they were so delighted. And they did complain. They said, well, you know, what about shipping to Alaska sooner? I said, well, we got challenges with Alaska.
Well, you live in Alaska. That's something they got to do.
It's such a great feeling. So, you know, and on the other side, you know, if you ever have a problem with a product, reach out to us. We'll fix it. Why not? You know, like, you know, it's only being fair. Look, you know, something didn't work out. Things happen. Hey, here's a new one. Why not?
We have another story. It's kind of so crazy that the time that we actually met you in person, when the guy ordered his sheets, Sarah and I were staying at a property in Phoenix, right next to the convention center. Shout out at Mostis Host. We were staying with her, and she loves California Design Den. And it was funny, when we were at the show and came back, there was a delivery on the porch, and we looked at it, and it was from California Design Den, because she needed to order a few more sheets because we were leaving in new, not that we dirtied the sheets, but clearly she needed new ones. But it was funny because we had just got done meeting you, and then when we got back to our rental, there was a delivery there for her to pick up that day to do. So we have
all our shipments within the 48 are free. They usually deliver in 3 to 4 days, 3 to 4 business days. That's it.
Nice. So, and that's honestly, I knew we were going to get education on a great product and a great education on the sheets, the very thing that our customers are paying for, which is a great night's sleep. But I didn't know that we would also get a little business lesson. So thank you for sharing that parallel. It is really nice to hear it from another industry that parallels so closely to ours, because we can feel like this, we feel so isolated. And so I guess like it's directly happening to us when it's like, it's not, this is very common.
And I don't think giving up marketplaces is the right move either, by the way.
Right. No.
If anyone thinks they can just, you know, run away and just do it. I mean, I don't think that's, you know, with the volume they can get us, right? With the, it's not.
The marketing dollars are unprecedented.
We can't compete, for sure. That being said, what should our listeners do right now? How do they get involved in the VIP program so that they can get access to these extra, these discounts, these host pricing? Sure. How do they do that?
Sure. So we have made it very simple, right? So you go to californiadesignden.com, right? Our website, right? Just type our name.
Why is that so long? I'm know, just joking.
Just joking.
Well,
just ragging on you.
Every time I get, you know, visiting.
You know how long that is? We're right there with you. We feel the pain.
So with AI, I think it's going to be easier, right? Even if you misspell everything, it's going to take you to the right side.
You'll just say it to your computer, like order the sheets. This with your app, maybe I'll just be like, point it at the bed.
Hey Siri.
So that app we are going to launch next month in May for all our current customers, so they can download it on their iPhone or Samsung phones or, you know, Android phones. And the main reason why we developed the app is because we realized all the hosts are very busy, right? Mm-hmm. And then they want to quickly order when they want to order. And at that point of time, they don't want to go through a product search journey, right? They quickly want to get to what they bought last time, or they have already kind of, they always buy 400 thread count, queen, twin. Those are the two beds they have, right? Whatever, right? And we also build a feature of shipping addresses in the app. So you may have 4 properties and you want to directly ship it. You choose that address, queen white, 2 pairs, whatever, right? Ship it, boom, you're done. Literally, our aim is that someone should be in and out in 60 seconds.
Nice. That is really speaking.
So you can focus on, you know, on doing what you need to do rather than trying to figure out what sheet I bought last time and is the price right and all that, blah, blah, blah. So that takes that to the price. So now, californiadesignden.com, go to the website and just scroll down and you will see apply for VIP. You'll see a nice section where we are, you know, saying hello to you guys, right? And you go to that page. And it's a very, very short form, I think 7 or 8 or 9 fields, right? Why do we need those fields? Because we need that address for the Shopify backend to assign a price list to you. If you don't enter your address, then, you know, it's like, it doesn't know that you want to start buying.
Right.
Okay. I mean, you don't have to immediately buy, but you just have to enter your address and your email ID. And within half an hour, you get a confirmation that you are registered in the backend. So sometimes it throws an error, then our team looks at it, whatever. And once you are registered, you don't have to remember any passwords. So when you go to our website, you'll see VIP login. That's the only login. We don't have logins for consumers. Okay, so we have kept it very simple. The logins and VIP is only for STR industry. We do not have, you know, like resellers or wholesalers or anything. We are the factory, we sell directly to you. So you log in, you enter your email ID, you get a passcode, okay? In your email ID within literally 5 seconds. You enter that 5-6 digits of passcode and voila, now you see your discounted prices. So those discounted prices, they are like 50, 60% off retail. They are, I can't legally say it, but they are lower than marketplaces and stuff like that. The prices are 24/7 low. So they are not like, it's not a game, right? Oh, you know, they'll be low only on Black Friday, Cyber Monday, things like that. We do run, you know, off and on monthly promotions of, you know, some flat, some case packs and here and there. Why do we run those promotions despite having really low prices, lowest prices every day? Because we have been told you have to do it. That's about it.
Hey, we're all really. Over here. We run promos too. You know, so it's just,
right.
Again,
so we just have to
game.
Do it. Right. It's just, you know, and, but you know, in most cases we realize while promos give us a little bump, most of the time the hosts want to buy when they want to buy.
Yes. Right.
When they're not going to fill up their garage, you know, with it, you know, so therefore we have kept it low 24/7. Right. And, you know, my request and advice is see if you can buy 2 packs or those mini case packs that we have, like 6 packs or things like that. Why? Because we are saving on that FedEx cost and we are passing on that savings to you, right? I mean, it costs like $8, $10 to ship a set across the country, even by ground.
Right.
So you know, we are passing on those savings, which are huge for you and helps all of us. And yeah, that's as simple as that. You know, shipment deliveries are free. You know, you can quickly book a call with our sales team. If you have any questions, you get confused, you know, hey, I want to do this. We also have sometimes some guests, some hosts call us. I mean, for us, they are guests, right? So some hosts call us, our sales team, and say, okay, I'm in a rush. I want to place, you know, 10 cases of this and 2 cases of that. Could you just put in an order for us? So our team literally types in the order, sends to their email the draft to pay, and they click on a button, pay, and that's it. So we even do that, right?
Love it. You're just very, you're focused on the client and
our needs.
Yeah, it's so good. We want to thank you. Like, I did not know I was going to get, I feel.
I did. I couldn't wait.
My science skills upgraded today, and I don't want to sleep on plastic.
No more plastic sleeping.
But I can share that I sleep on California Design Den sheets because.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to test the product ahead of time because we were all doing, we like to research. We're nerds when it comes to towels and sheets. And so I try to order something all the time to use in my personal home so I can get that same feeling. So thank you so much for being on the show, for doing what you're doing for our industry, for educating us today. Like that's something that I know most of the hosts are probably excited just learning more. I feel like I can talk about thread count now and not be a menace out there. But thank you
Sarah.
So much.
Thank you, Annette.
Thank you.
It was wonderful. Thank you, guys.
So everyone, we'll put a link in the show notes, but it's californiadesignden.com. You just got to meet the founder. How awesome is that? It feels good to support businesses that come on and have conversations with us. So californiadesignden.com in the show notes. With that, I am Sarah Karakand.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Want to know our best-kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR Must-Haves Master List, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The Must-Haves Master List is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE Must-Have Master List by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.